Welcome to the Chart Toppin' Show, where you decide what plays. You choose your favorites. So enjoy the best sounds of Radio Sega.
Number 38.
Good morning, wherever you are. In this case, for me, it's actually evening. It's 8 p.m. British or West European time. Welcome, everyone, to today's Chart Topping Show, which has no specific topic. And yes, Alex Kidd is awesome. It's old, you know, it's really hard and it's old, so you can expect controls to be a bit stiff and iffy, but just from the nostalgic part alone, since it's a huge part of Sega's history, pre-Sonic, obviously, I think it's actually worth giving it a shot. You heard number 38 of last week. It was Alex Kidd in The Enchanted Castle. The track was called Beginner Town, Open Prairie. It's the main theme of the game, actually. It's been on the top 20 for the past few weeks, but somehow it slipped to number 38 by some coincidence. And there's some incredible news. Dan Sheridan has left Sega Europe, the community manager that somehow pissed and gathered the troops from Sega Europe and Sega of America together and actually gave some respect and dignity back to the Sega brand outside of Japan. Of course, I assume I speak on behalf of every fan by wishing him the best of luck on his future endeavors. People on Discord, hello you all. I'll be there to talk to you while I'm not actually talking to this microphone. This show is going to be a pretty simple one, as I said, except on the break. We will have other than Flash Trivia when the show hits 1 hour, obviously. There's going to be some news, some special news, and also a lot of tracks from the Battle Arena Toshinden series, which, in my honest opinion, has got really underrated music. Other than that, It's all the same fun as usual. There will be that One Piece of News episode. And Flash Trivia, yada. Anyways, it's time for...
Don't get too many ideas, you fools! You haven't seen the power this vessel really has! Get a load of this!
Number 20. Number 19.
ついて全て失っちまっても、そまっちゃならねえ、それこそがジャスティス、ジャスティス for breaking the law、
Hey guys, it's DJ AlphaDog1996 from Sega Generations, and I'm part of Radio Sega 2.
Number 18.
Number 17. Number 16.
We have been through the first 5 tracks of this Radio Sega Live evening, which is going to be followed. CTS is going to be followed by. Dun dun dun, guess what? A whole new season of the Opinion Zone. Woo! So, I hope you guys stick with Radio Sega in about 1 hour and 40 minutes, because I'm sure Jamie and the guys will have something very special prepared for the new season that's going to start about the show. Meanwhile, while still talking about CTS, we had at number 20 Atsune Miku Project Diva F, Model Challenging is the name of the track. At number 19, a massive fall from the past couple of weeks, but still here. This track is actually being requested a lot lately. It's Judgment Referee Full Spec Edition from Yakuza 0. Sorry about that. Number 18 is a whole new entry to this show. From Shining Force, Cross Exlesia. A track called Whole Winners. And number 17 was a high flyer from the past couple of months that somehow fell to that number, to the fringes of our top 20. It was the final boss, the Joker, from the Mega Drive version of Batman. Number 16. Japanese synthesizer voices, Kokoro Suka no Uta from Mayuma. And as such, we will move to the next 5 tracks of this countdown before the break in between for the special stuff.
Number 15.
Where's that damn 4th Chaos Emerald?
Number 14.
Where's that damn 4th Chaos Emerald? We'll be right back.
Number 13.
so good. Hey, that blue hedgehog again of all places.
I found you, Baker.
Baker? I think you're the fake hedgehog around here. You're comparing yourself to me? Ha! You're not even good enough to be
mine. I'll make you eat those words.
There's no time to play games. You won't even get the chance.
Number 11.
さあみんな、銀河の果てまでウキウキ大行進よ。
I stand still alone at twilight. Outside of city lights I found something. Like a ship without a sail, without a sail. Could be lost if you were not with me, with me. Just now we are a cook in a cottage pie. Sometimes you look out of the window.
Those were the tracks from 15 to 11. We started it with, and surprisingly, it was a new entry actually, Death Zone 1, Act 1 from Sonic & Knuckles, first time ever on Chart Topping Show. Number 14 was a track that debuted last week and kept its position. It's the Boss Battle Egg Dragoon from Sonic Generations. I think it's on the 3DS version, right? Egg Dragoon is the boss for its corresponding generation on the main version, right? Then number 13 was A Wilderness from the Commodore 64, part of Golden Axe, made by Yeruntel. Number 12 was the weird yet somehow catchy Sonic and Tails track from the Sonic arcade game. Number 11 was one of the most requested tracks ever on Radio Sega. This is My Happiness, Tom Jones A Go-Go Mix by Space Channel 5 Part 2 Uki Uki Non-Stop Megamix. Now it's time for this.
Underrated or just new tracks of the week.
And that's how it is. On today's Underrated or Just New segment of the week, we will catch some Battle Arena Tonshinen remix or Battle Arena Tonshinen Ura tracks, which, as I said on the beginning of the show, I actually think its music is pretty underrated. And there's also another reason for this. Starting from next week, there's a new segment coming to the chart-topping show. The FIS Flashback, where we will talk a little about fighting games on Sega systems, or made by Sega. It's a little flashback to my old show, The Fight Into Streams. It's going to add some variety here, and will allow people to discuss yet again. And there's also new users and new members of the site and new listeners, and this is going to open up a chance for them to voice their opinions and their experiences and what they actually know about the awesome fighting games. It was mostly on Japan, but the fighting games were definitely the major point and major strong point for the Saturn, namely Street Fighter Alpha 2 and some of the Darkstalkers games. The Saturn port is considered to be maybe the best version of them all. On the Dreamcast, there was also the debut of the American fighting game community, legendary Marvel vs. Capcom 2. On the Dreamcast, there was also one of the best rated games of all time, Soul Calibur. When it was released, it was one of a kind. Keeping that in mind, we will have that segment from now on. And yes, Darkstalkers on Saturn is awesome, isn't it, Veritex? Yes. Let me make you a question. Do you need the extra RAM cartridge for it to be played? You could almost forget if you had the idea to find them in Europe, because they were almost Japan exclusive. The only game that I'm sure that came out in Europe that needed it was King of Fighters 95. Well, you're not replying to me, so we're going to move. And don't forget that there's 15 minutes left for Flash Trivia, our quiz game where I make some questions and you have 1 minute to answer, and you have to be one of the three fastest people to answer me on Discord's private message system to earn points. We're going to start this segment with one of the tracks from Battle Arena Tonshinen Ura. It's from Replist Stage, which is the sub-boss of the game, the battle that you face right before the final one. We'll be right back. Yep. This BGM here is just this. Those creepy forest sounds. It's from Vermilion, which is a hidden boss for the game. And he uses handguns on a sword fighting game, that's unfair. You know, I just came across a piece of news. It turns out that Choo Choo Rocket is 17 years old today in North America. To celebrate it, here's a few tracks for the game in the middle of the dungeon and ones. You heard Replicant, Ellie's Duke. Those three characters' themes from the Euro game, Battle Arena Dungeon and Euro. And now, please enjoy a track that was infamously number one on this show a few weeks ago.
I'm Mr. Wonder Man. And you're listening to the most wonderful show on Radio Sega, the Chart Topping Show with Rad Zeke.
We're now on to Battle Arena Tanshinhan Remix Tanshinhan S tracks. This is the first one, it's Dukes. The track that you heard from Europe to end the Europe block a few minutes ago was The Ages. And by the way, after this track ends, it's Flash Trivia.
Time for Flash Trivia! I guess you could waste time playing this game if you don't have anything else to do, or maybe if you think your life's not worth living, or maybe you're stuck in place somewhere and the only thing you have to listen to is the Chart Topping Show, or nope, that's it, I can't think of any other reason, nope.
And here it is. Flash Trivia this week comes with 3 more questions. Each one of them is going to be put out at the time. So, it goes like this for you first timers. The first question I actually make, I will give you, all of you, 1 minute for you to come to Discord's private message system and tell me what the answer is. The 3 fastest people with correct answer get points. Obviously, respectively, 3-1. And please do not share the answer on the main chat room. You know? So here comes the first question. I'll be waiting on Discord's private message system. First question. Who killed Hiwawazuki? 1 minute from now on. Still no answers. Still no answers. Let's see if anyone comes up. There's an answer from Green Viper, and it's wrong. Let's see. Mm-hmm. There's still a few seconds to go and still no answers. Why, guys, why? The question isn't all that hard. Who killed Iwao Husky? I'll give you a few more seconds if you didn't get it. It's not a matter of my accent, it's if you can understand Japanese or not, actually. Well, 1 minute is gone, and the answer is Lundy. Iwao Husky, the father of Yo Husky. Does it ring some bells now? Ah, Veritex, you should have told me. Actually, the answer is seen on the first cutscenes from the original Shenmue, right? Here comes the second question. What's Shadow the Hedgehog's special attack on the Sonic Dash games? 1 minute now. There were two people answering before Sonny made it void. Both were set Chaos Control, so it's wrong anyway. And yes, I actually warned everyone that it was not meant to be said on chat. The answer is Chaos Spear, but it was spoiled, so... 0 points for everyone. And here's the final question. On World Championship Soccer, also known as World Cup Soccer and Italia 90, what's the strongest team? 1 minute from now on. Veritex got it right. 3 points for him. There's an answer from Jamie now, and it's wrong. Rexy comes up with 2 points. There's still a few seconds. Nick Bynes answered right, and it's over. It's over then. Jamie's second answer was correct, but... I'll just point it out. I'll just keep scores for a second. Give me a second. And that's it for Flash Trivia for tonight. Only the third question got points. On the first one, people didn't understand Japanese pronunciation. On the second one, it was spoiled. And the third one, actually, people got it right. The right answer is Brazil, which is the strongest. When it's ranked from... When teams are ranked from 1 to 5, on attributes like attack, defense, speed, and Brazil has the highest average. It's only got 1-4 and the rest is 5. Now it's time for a few more Battle Arena Tonchinan remix tracks. The next one is going to be Sophia's theme.
Hello everyone, I'm John the Wayoshi, and you're listening to Radio Sega.
This is Kagan's arranged theme. After it comes Ages, and it's the last one for the Chinden. The top 10 follows suit.
Number 10.
Number 9.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Hello everyone, I'm Petit Kess, and you're listening to Radio Sega.
Come on!
Number 7.
Akachan wa doko kara kuru no? Akachan wa doko kara kuru no? Akachan wa doko kara kuru no? Akachan wa Akachan wa doko kara kuru no? Akachan wa doko kara kuru no? Akachan wa doko kara kuru no? Akachan wa
Yahoo!
Umareta ano hi no koto.
Kitano, Emi chan wa, Kayo chan wa, doko kara kitano, Kiku chan wa, doko kara kitano, Kumi chan wa, doko kara kitano, Kei chan wa, Yose to wa ni wa ikirare nai, Kono sadame dare mo issho sa, Inuchi atarete kureta hito wo,
Taisetsu ni nasai dekiru dake, Yose to wa ni wa Santo-san, arigato. Sayo-chan wa
doko kara kitano? Shizu-chan wa doko kara kitano? Sumi-chan wa doko kara kitano? Sei-chan wa Tae-chan wa doko kara kitano? Shie-chan wa doko kara kitano? Tsuru-chan wa doko kara kitano? Tei-chan wa
Dōse sadame wa kaerarenai は日が人少ない命与えてくれた人に笑顔見せましょうできるだけ生まれてた意味生きる意味は意外と身近にあるのさ今度の誕生日には言おうか三藤さんありがとう
Number 6.
Number 6.
And first, guys, we are about to go into the top 5. Number 10. That was yet more Alex Kidd in Miracle World. A track that is called Scopaco Cycle, It's Unused. Number 9. Your classic and usual Lazy Days Living in Paradise, Beak the Cat's theme from Sonic Adventure. Number 8 was some Puya Speed Metal from the 15th anniversary album, it's Advent of Purimpu, Satan Sama. Number 7 was some Takenobu Mitsuyoshi Awesomeness from his works at The Rub Rabbits, Akashan wa Doko Karakuru no. And the track is called Where Do Babies Come From? It gets me every time. Full version. Hey, hey, K, K, hey, hey, D, D. And number 6, finally, was yet another Radio Sega classic here. Running in the 90s. From the initial The Arcade Stage games. We are about to enter the top 5. Without further ado, let's go!
5 left. It's close now.
Number 5.
Number 5.
Number 4.
Jamie65326 and I'm on Fed of Triple Trouble and I'm Radio Sega 2.
Number 3.
With an affection for her guardian. Saturday night, I'll
number 2.
That's almost it for today's show. Thank you guys, thank you everyone for listening to this chart-topping show. There will be more next week with the Flash Trivia and the Fights in the Stream segment. Hopefully enough people will have voted on the Virtua Fighter characters poll for next week's to be the Virtua Fighter dedicated episode. Let's see. It's up to you. The URL is it's radiosc.ga/CTS. I'm going to repeat it. radiosc.ga/CTS. I hope you enjoyed this show, guys. Thanks everyone again. It's thanks to your support that this keeps going. I love you all. Thanks tons. And this will go one. So you probably know already what number one is, but anyways, stay posted to Radio Sega after this show ends, guys. a brand new The Opinion Zone comes just immediately, not immediately after I finish, but minutes later. There will be only a short break. Let's see what Jamie and the Balls do. It's going to be really interesting, and I hope you enjoy it with Radio Sega. Right after their 2-hour show, there may be a Sega Edicts AM episode. Hopefully so. And tomorrow there's the Hidden Palace with Skyblaze, also at evening. Let's just see what number one is, and see you guys next week.
Number one.
Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.